الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Continuing with Surah Tawbah, it was mentioned previously that in the Surah Almighty Allah, the Surah is connected to the previous Surah, Suratul Anfal, and that connection is very, very close. Sahaba radiallahu anhu would say that these two Surahs were known as Qareenatan, those that would always be joined together. In Suratul Anfal, it started with the criteria or the qualities a person on the spot of Almighty Allah, what we will call a soldier on the spot, be it a male, a female, old or young. The beginning was ikhlas, solely for Almighty Allah, not turning an eye to any of the extras that Almighty Allah has promised to give. The world will come to the person, his needs will be fulfilled, but his maqsad should be my living and my dying, should be for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, for the upliftment and the spreading of the deen of Almighty Allah. This surah is called Surah Tawbah. The reason is in the surah, Almighty Allah shows one of the main shields for every soldier in the spot. It was the one shield which the devil Iblis did not have. Knowledge, he had more than enough knowledge. Recognition of Almighty Allah, his was more than any of ours. He had seen how Almighty Allah operates in a manner we will never think or never be able to see. He had spent company and time in the presence of such angels that for us to get close to those angels will be difficult. He saw the making of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the beginning of Adam alayhi salatu was salam. He had it all. There was one thing he did not have, which was the difference between man and the jinn, between Adam alayhi salam and Iblis, which made one accursed and it made one marhum, on who the mercy of Almighty Allah fell. It was called i'tirafi qusur, to accept my mistake and my error. It is called tawbah. In the surah, Almighty Allah gives examples of major errors that were made in the spot. But those that had this thing of i'tiraf, a day came when the tawbah was accepted in such a manner that they would be used as an example for the world. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, jahidil kuffara wal munafiqeen, waghluz alayhim. That your enemies will be two. One will be the open kafir, disbeliever. One will be the one who has nifaq, hypocrisy in his heart. Your effort will have to be made against both of them. Waghluz alayhim, be hard against both of them. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, the place is the fire of Jahannam. What a terrible place. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had now gone out. It was the battle of Tabuk. The surah deals a lot with this battle. Almighty Allah calls it Sa'atul Usra, the hour of difficulty. Tabuk was given as an example to every soldier on the spot walking towards Almighty Allah, that a major battle will come somewhere in front, where the real test of the soldier will take place. Some will pass it with flying colors. In the normal system of the world, that soldier is accepted. Some will shiver a little and then somehow manage to pass it. In the normal world, that soldier is not really rewarded. He will be excused. Some become scared when they see the test, when the Tabuk comes in front of us, the mighty and the big battle. And in everyone's life, some tabuk, some battle will take place, an hour of difficulty. For so many years, I remained on a straight path. But when that one test came, it is not everyone to pass it with flying colors. One is a test of finally the day where my daughter was waiting for so many years, the day of her nikah, of her wedding. On that day, every law which I always thought I will live up to, everything falls to the ground. What I never thought I will do starts happening. To say no to my daughter is very hard. To say no to my wife becomes hard. There was the time that I never thought I will ever put my hands out and ask for a loan on interest. I spoke against it. But when I saw a part of my business collapsing, then what I never thought I would do, I was forced to do it. When that hour of difficulty comes, Almighty Allah save us all. It is easy to make claims before the exam, before the test, before the battle. It is when the battle takes place, who can stand firm? Had Almighty Allah kept the system that only that soldier who jumps, and he jumps high, only he is accepted, then very few would be the people of paradise. Had Almighty Allah allowed that second group who shakes a little, he stumbles, but then he makes it through, then also the people of paradise would be very few. Almighty Allah opened it. For the one who in fear looks at that and he pulls back, he's too scared. He doesn't make the jump when he's supposed to. But later on he realizes his error, his fault, and he cries. He makes i'tiraf to Almighty Allah. He asks for forgiveness. Almighty Allah in His kindness has included that amongst the soldiers who went through the test. Then there was that soldier who was a traitor at the beginning. He gave away the plans of the Muslims. He told the enemy, in the normal world, that is a traitor whose neck will be slit, who will be made an example for the entire army, who will be never looked at again. Even for that, Almighty Allah wrote that if he also comes with Tawbah, Almighty Allah is the most generous of generous. He is the most independent, and his Islam is the most unique. Almighty Allah speaks of one group. It was the battle of Tabuk. Muslims went out for the battle. The Roman enemy in fear did not pitch up. On the plains of Tabuk, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a sermon. In the sermon, he spoke very harshly, وَغْلُظْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Very harshly he spoke about the hypocrites, that many of them did not come out for this battle, although they were told to come out. They knew it is very far we are going. They knew their businesses will collapse. Their gardens will not give their fruits. On flimsy excuses, they just held back. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke very harshly. There were those who were in the battle, who had come for the battle, who were friends with those who had not come. Normal, a friend is such, when he hears his friend being criticized in a very harsh manner, then you become upset. So one person made the statement that look at how he speaks about our friends. Look at how he speaks about us. He says the way he is talking, it's like we are worse than donkeys. And some sentences he said, whatever it was, a sahabi radiallahu anhum heard the sentence. And he came to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said that I heard that individual by the name of Jullas. He said certain things when you were giving your sermon. It was very rude the way he said it and what he said. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would call Jullas and ask him, did you say what you said? يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ مَا قَالُوا. In the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perhaps it was that Jullas was ready to stand. And he took qasam on Allah and qasam on Allah and qasam on Allah. One is his hypocrisy had already come out when he heard his friends being criticized. He said a very filthy sentence. One is in front of Almighty Allah, he's lying. He's taking a qasam, and not one qasam, but many qasams. وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ. Wahi came and exposed his kufr. The sahabi radiallahu anhu in front was wondering, how can this man take a qasam and lie? So he took a qasam and he said, I promise you, Allah's Nabi, I heard him. Then wahi came. وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ. That indeed they have said sentences of kufr. وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِمْ. After showing their Islam, they have gone back into the ways of kufr. وَهَمُّوا بِمَا لَمْ يَنَالُوا. They made intentions to do certain things which was not within their reach. Whatever it was, Mufassirin differ. They say some went to the extent of even thinking of having Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam killed before he reaches Medina Munawwara. This is the highest levels of hypocrisy. وَمَا نَقَمُوا إِلَّا أَنْ أَغْنَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. They are not burning except that they are seeing Allah's blessing, His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with victory over victory. that even the Romans have been defeated now. For this individual, perhaps there would have been no door ever left. Wahi came and exposed the lie of Julas. وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ He has said a sentence of kufr. وَكَفَرُوا It was like a decision made on him that Almighty Allah said, and he has gone back into kufr. فَإِيَّتُوبُوا يَكُوا خَيْرًا لَهُمْ For him also, Almighty Allah opened the door. And for people like him, Almighty Allah said, if such individuals, however, still feel they want to come back to Almighty Allah, يَكُوا خَيْرًا لَهُمْ That will be best for them. وَإِيَّتَوَلَّوْا And if they feel that they are independent, they do not want to accept they were wrong, يُعَذِّبْهُمُ اللَّهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ In this world and in the year after, what else they expect but a severe punishment? Imagine this individual and his group. Imagine in the world there will be people like this. This was the highest and the most terrible of crimes, to lie to the Nabi of Allah, to take a qasam on Allah's name and to lie, to have said a filthy statement, to get a stamp in Quran of kufr. Almighty Allah kept a door open for such individuals. فَإِي يَتُوبُ Julas, hearing this, looked down in shame. He said, Allah has already announced, I have been exposed. He said, but when my Allah left an avenue open for me, فَإِي يَتُوبُ Can I accept that avenue and make my tawbah? Who would have ever allowed that person? فَإِي يَتُوبُ يَكُوا خَيْرًا لَهُمْ Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard him asking, can I accept that? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him. He made tawbah. Mufassirin write, he became a very unique sahabi, radiyallahu anhum. What a lesson he gave, Suratul Tawbah. That even the one in the brinks of nifaq, if he is ready to pull out, then for him Almighty Allah will even open a door for him. As for the one who doesn't want to pull, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهِ Almighty Allah says, then there will be those who make promises to Almighty Allah. لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ That if you give us power, give us wealth, give us ability, لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ We will then give a lot in charity, وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ We will be amongst the best of the people. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ Almighty Allah says, but when Allah gives them, and this is an example which is not specific to one individual, like the example of Julas was for the world. This also, when a person is young, when a person is weak, when a person is sick, how many promises are made? But when Almighty Allah gives power, then people become like the pharaohs of the time. بَخِلُوا بِهِ Now they become stingy. Once upon a time when they had nothing, they would look at the rich around them, and they would say, he got so much, can't he help the people around? And the day Almighty Allah put in his hand, he became more stingier than all. وَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ He doesn't want to hear of nafal. He doesn't want to hear of zakat. And when it is come to ask him, then loudly he will say, what's all this? What's all this? Go and work for your wealth. فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا If this individual is not ready to take a lesson from Julas and people who made tawbah, Almighty Allah says, he might think that it's not a major thing I did. فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا If there is no tawbah in accepting the wrongs, then it is nothing but hypocrisy. Almighty Allah said, in such individuals, we have kept hypocrisy in their hearts till the day they will meet Allah. بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوا Because the promises that they made to Almighty Allah, they know they broke it. وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ Because of their lies, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ Don't they know that their secrets and their secret talks, their meetings, Allah is aware of everything. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ Allah has knowledge of all matters. The Mufassirin give an example of this here, of a person who came to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked for dua, that his business can become bigger, his sustenance can get more. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that are you not happy to have a life like mine? Look at my life with simplicity. He said, but if I have, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally on his persistence made dua, and even said, but perhaps if wealth comes, we will not see you. He said, how can you not see me? I will become more free for the masjid. But when his animals became many, he had to find places to go out and graze them. So he began living away from the masjid instead of close to the masjid. he was seen less and less. They mentioned finally when the law of the zakat was sent for the collection of that zakat. And because now having a lot of wealth, it means a lot. When he looked at how much he had to give, he was not very happy about it. And he mentioned certain statements. When the people came back and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is the zakat of that individual? Then the ones who had sent to collect it, they mentioned to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very hurt. And he said, wayh, that I, alas, that where he started, where he ended. Some family members or close friend heard this year, they went and they told him, you have disgraced the family. They mentioned he came back to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, please accept, please accept. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not going to accept. On the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the books of tafsir write that he came in the era of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also begging. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept it, how can I accept? Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimullah writes, the question will come here, but if he was making tawbah, then was his tawbah not acceptable? He said, there was no tawbah in this year. He was now just disgraced in front of the people. To come out of the disgrace, he had to put a show in front. It was another message. Alam ya'alamu. Are they not aware that Almighty Allah knows the secrets of the heart? Tawbah got nothing to do with making an expression on the outside. Tawbah got to do with i'tiraf in front of Almighty Allah. Even making the Nabi of Allah, which will come further, making the Nabi of Allah happy, but Almighty Allah still not being happy will not help a person at all. Tawbah got to do with the heart, to understand what and what wrong I had done and to make Almighty Allah happy. Whether the people around me know it or they don't ever come to know of it, I have to one day stand in front of my Allah. The books of tafsir mention the name of this individual was Sa'labah ibn Hatib. Certain ulama have written that perhaps there was an error in the name, because Sa'labah ibn Hatib, one was a Sahabi al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. He passed away in the early days of Medina Munawwara. He passed away in a battle as a martyr. So it was most likely not him. Either it was someone who had the same name, which is very improbable, or perhaps there was an error in the name as it came down. Whatever it was one individual. But it was not only one specific, it was an example for the world. That in the world, many of us will be like this. Promises to Almighty Allah at the times when we see difficulties, hardships in front. I will do this and I will do that. And when the day Almighty Allah gives, every one of us must think. When we speak of the word munafiq and we speak of the word hypocrite, normally our minds go to everyone besides us. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were not like that. A tabi'i, he mentions, Imam Bukhari rahimullah narrates this here. He says, I met 70 of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Every one of them had a fear of nifaq. They used to live with this fear. That what happens, because when they understood nifaq, they understood it in the light of how Almighty Allah had mentioned promises to Allah when the days were difficult. Almighty Allah made things easy. Now you're not living up to that promises. Bima akhlafu Allah ma wa'adu. The promises they made to Almighty Allah, they have now broken those promises. فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا. For them, nifaq was not a word just to call somebody else a munafiq. For them, it was a fear they all had regarding themselves. Every night before sleeping, they would read the kalima. Why would they read the kalima? That if I have to die tonight, I am not convinced that I will stand in front of Almighty Allah and He will say, what a wonderful believer. They had a fear. What if my Allah says, a hypocrite came in front of me? Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us that we also have a fear regarding our iman. We live with this fear. With this fear, if a person dies, he will find the path becomes very easy. When itminan and contentment comes, that I am okay, and now my eye starts drifting around everybody else. At that time, this person is in the biggest of problems. His chance of falling into the trap is more than anyone else. Surah At-Tawbah would mention the incident of Jullas, that stamp of kufr on his action was made by Almighty Allah. But the door was left open, فَإِي يَتُوبُ. If he is ready to accept he was wrong, he will find Almighty Allah's door ready to open. He grabbed onto the door. As Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set out for the battle of Tabuk, there were so many different groups. Almighty Allah speaks about one group, لَيْسَ عَلَى الضُّعَفَاءِ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرْضَى ولا على الذين لا يجدون ما ينفقون حرج. There was one group who was told to stay in Medina Munawwara. Some of them were weak, some of them were sick, some of them did not have that amount which would take them out for the battle. Almighty Allah will say, إِذَا نَصَحُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. As long as they are sincere to Allah and the Nabi of Allah, then there is no problem with them that they haven't come. وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ. That group which came to you, لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ, asking, O Allah's Nabi, we don't have the animal to take us out for the battle. قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ. And you said to them, I also do not find an animal to give you all. تَوَلَّوْ وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ. When they turned, you could see in their eyes, tears were coming down. حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا. They were feeling so sad that they did not have something with which they could spend in the path of Almighty Allah. They could also make this move. A person who has this feeling in his heart, Almighty Allah bless us all. Every one of us cannot do for Islam, for the people of Islam, of this country and of the world, how much we are supposed to do. We're living in a regime which is governed by kufr laws. To be happy with these laws and relaxed, that is a sign of nifaq. May Allah save us all. To always be sad about it, to always be upset about it, to always be making dua, that if Allah gives me that power, I can change this entire thing. Somehow or the other, I can bring different conditions in the world. That desire must be in every person. That person, although he never went for the battle, Almighty Allah has regarded him as part of the battle. It was in the battle of Tabuk, as Sahaba radiallahu anhu were going out, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا قَطَعْتُمْ. Whatever you are passing now, you are not crossing any valley, you are not crossing any, covering any terrace, you are not climbing any mountain, you are not moving down into any valleys, إِلَّا شَرِكُوكُمْ فِي الْأَجْرِ. Except that there's a group in Medina Munawwara, they are completely equal with you in the reward of your efforts. حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُذْرُ. Some problem has kept them back, some excuse has kept them back, it was valid. Their hearts, however, are with you. Allah has made them sharik in your reward. There's a lot of effort to be done for the deen of Allah. There are certain countries when we look at, we feel so envious that Allah Tabaruk Tala has now given them the power to again start a revolution in Islam. We do not have that ability, but how much we can do. Number one is with our heart, that desire for the rising of the flag of Islam in the world, it must be there. And then how much we can do, or how much of jazba we have, Almighty Allah will look at that jazba and include us amongst the soldiers of Islam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned from the battle of Tabuk. The first group that came to him were the hypocrites. Regarding them, wahi had already come. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Almighty Allah says, when you will return to Medina Munawwara, they will come with their excuses. Say to them, لا تعتذروا. What's the purpose of giving excuses? You are only going to speak lies. قَدْ نَبَّأَنَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَخْبَارِكُمْ. Almighty Allah has already informed us regarding you. When we already know about you, why must you lie? Jullas understood there was no benefit of lying. There was only one door. It was called the door of Tawbah. This group was also told, make Tawbah, change. وَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Forget giving excuses because it's not true. Rather, look sad, make tawbah, go out and make a decision to change. Verily Almighty Allah and the Rasul of Allah will see your future actions. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. And then one day you all going back to that being who knows what you make apparent, who knows what's hidden within you. Even if you have to come with an excuse today, what's the purpose? Almighty Allah says, سَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ. How many qasams they will take in front of you. لِتُعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Just so that now you will leave them. You will not shout them. They will not be disgraced in front of the people. فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Almighty Allah said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the people of Iman, if that's what they wanted, if they only worried of saving face, how will we look at the people? Then just turn away from them. Don't bother of them. إِنَّهُمْ رِجْز. They are impure. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Their place is the fire of Jahannam. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ لِتَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ. The qasams they are taking is so that the Nabi of Allah and the people around the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can become happy. فَإِن تَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ. Even if they do become happy, so what? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. The main thing is Almighty Allah. If Allah is not happy, you will still be regarded as a hypocrite in this army. Everyone around you might think you a sergeant. You are a very important person. It's not going to help at all. Almighty Allah then speaks about those that went out in this battle. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. There was that group of the beginning muhajirin and a group of the ansar and a group who followed them in the most unique manners. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Almighty Allah, how happy He is with them. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ jannat. And for them He has prepared the best of gardens. This is that group of the soldiers of Islam. No matter what the difficulty was, they managed to somehow go through it. They never shivered. They had made a promise to Almighty Allah and they lived up to their promise. Almighty Allah declared His happiness on them in this very world. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Almighty Allah bless us that we can also become like this group, that they were never ever pulling back. They were never ever scared. As every difficulty came, they walked towards that difficulty, remembering they had made a promise and being thrilled and honored that now the chance to live up to that promise had come. Unique they were. They were the mighty warriors of Islam. Then there was that group who was going to be hypocrites. Almighty Allah was going to say regarding them, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. Even if they have to be living in Medina Munawwara, in the most holiest of cities, if a person has nifaq in him, even the city of Medina Munawwara will not make him pure. Rather, a time will come when it will kick him out of Medina Munawwara. Maradu, stubborn in their nifaq. لا تعلمهم. People do not even know who they are. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. We know very well who they are. سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. They will be punished double. ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ. And then they will be sent to an even more terrible adab. وَآخَرُونَ اعْتَرَفُوا. And then it is Surah Toba. That if you are a munafiq, your nifaq is not going to help you in front of Almighty Allah. If you could not be of that first group, then be of this group at least. وَآخَرُونَ اعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. There is another group also who did not go for the battle of Tabuk. There is another group who was unable to live up when the imtihan, when the test came in front. They failed. They realize after that they failed. But they don't just act like nothing was wrong. I did nothing wrong. They make i'tiraf. They accept in front of Almighty Allah. There's no standing up against Allah and telling Allah your excuses. Almighty Allah is the knower of every condition. This group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, on hearing Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was returning, they went to a pillar of Medina Munawwara or a couple of pillars. They tied themselves to the pillar. They took a qasam. As long as Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself does not come and open them up saying, I forgive you all, they will not open themselves. They'll just remain tied up at the pillar. One of them was a Sahabi by the name of Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu. That pillar would become famous in history. This is Toba. When a person makes Toba, even the place where he made Toba became famous. It would become famous in Masjid al-Nabawi, Ustuwana Abi Lubaba, the pillar of Abu Lubaba. وَآخَرُونَ اعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Almighty Allah says that group who accepted their errors, خَلَتُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. Indeed, there was wrong that they had done, but there was a lot of good also. There was a mixture of both. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the qasam of Allah, I will not open them until Almighty Allah reveals that He is happy with them. The ayat was revealed. Sahaba radiallahu anhu came at night to tell them, an ayat of Quran has come for you. They said, we will not allow you to open us. We want the Nabi of Allah himself to open. The next morning after the Fajr Salah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came for the Fajr Salah, he opened them. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. They were so happy. They came and said, oh Allah's Nabi, it was our wealth that kept us away from the path of Allah. We want to give all our wealth. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was not told to take your wealth. They felt sad. Another ayat was revealed. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. That they want to give. Don't take all. Take something of their wealth. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took one third. تُطَحِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. When you will take it from them, they will become happy. And then make dua for them. إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Look at this tawbah. There were such people that people were looking angry at them. When Almighty Allah revealed the acceptance of their tawbah, The Nabi of Allah was told, make dua for them, sakanul lahum, it will make them happy. Almighty Allah was so worried about their feelings. Alam ya'alamu anna Allah huwa yaqbalu tawbata an ibadihi. Do the people not know that it is Allah who accepts tawbah from His servants? This group, they had made a major error. They made i'tiraf of their sin. They tied themselves to the pillar. There was another group, three sahaba radiallahu anhum. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu's incident is mentioned in detail in Riyadu Salihin. He was one of them. They did not go and tie themselves to the pillar. They waited for Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come, but they did not lie. They pulled away from the trait of nifaq to make excuses. Ka'b ibn Malik says, if I wanted to, I was the best of talkers. I could have made any excuse and pulled out. People around me even said, look at those others. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just ignore them. Why are you going and acting funny? He said, I could not lie in front of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I was asked what happened, I looked down and I said, oh Allah's Nabi, I have no excuse. وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَوْنَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ Almighty Allah says, their other group, they have been kept back for a while. إِمَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَإِمَّا يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ They do not know what the result will be, whether Allah will punish them, whether Allah will forgive them. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu in detail explains, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a punishment on the command of Almighty Allah that Muslims were not even to make salam to them. There was a complete boycott on them. The biggest lockdown perhaps in the world, perhaps it went for about a period of 50 days. He says, the biggest worry I had was, what if Allah's Nabi has to pass away? But when there is tawbah within a person, within the heart of an individual, Almighty Allah will never let that man remain disgraced. It was going to be that not only was his tawbah going to be accepted, his tawbah was going to be made as a symbol of the mercy of Almighty Allah for the world, that when you make an error, don't feel shy and don't run away from Almighty Allah. Accept i'tiraf, accept your sin, walk towards Almighty Allah. Be ready to take whatever difficulty comes because of the error. Those people who did it at the ending, Almighty Allah, when his tawbah was revealed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was so happy. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik was so happy. He says that it was the biggest favor of Almighty Allah upon me, that when the chance to speak a lie came, and I knew what the lie I would get out of my problem, but he says at that moment, Almighty Allah saved me. Had I lied at that moment, I would have been included in that group who were known as the munafiq. يَعْتَذِرُونَ They will just come with their uzars. Say to them, why are you making uzars? It was my Allah's favor upon me. He saved me from lying at that moment. And he became amongst this group. وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَوْنَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ Finally, Almighty Allah speaks about, this is Surah Tawbah. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهِ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ والأنصار الذين تبعوه في ساعة العسرة Almighty Allah's full attention, this is the meaning of Tawbah, full attention towards the Nabi of Allah, towards the Muhajirin, towards even those Ansar who followed Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hour of difficulty. Amongst them there were those من بعد ما كاد يزيخ قلوب فريق منهم There was a group of those that it was difficult, their hearts were moving side to side. They were not sure, must we go out for this battle? ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ Almighty Allah's attention turned towards them. They got himmat and courage. They went out. They got the full attention of Almighty Allah. Indeed, they were deserving. Class 1 they were, the one who never even moved. Class 2, level 2, the one who moved slightly, shivered a little, and then he moved out. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا Almighty Allah says, full attention of Almighty Allah also turned to those three whose matter, who were kept back, or whose matter was delayed to such an extent, حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرُضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ That the world had become tight upon them, straightened for them, despite the fact that it is so vast. They could have gone anywhere in the world, but there was nowhere for them to go. They could not make salam to anyone. Coming to the masjid, they were not wanted coming to the masjid. The other two sahaba radiallahu anhu just stayed in the house crying. Ka'b ibn Malik says, I would go to the masjid. No one would make salam to me. I would go stand very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would look at him with the corner of my eye. I would see Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looking at me when I'm performing salah. And as soon as I would then turn my face to look at him, he would turn his face. I would go in front of him and make salam and I would look at his blessed lips to see if he was replying to my salam. It was very difficult days. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Life had become tight for them. وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. But throughout the difficulty, they knew that for us there is no exit, running away from Almighty Allah, except if we run to Allah. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then Almighty Allah's full attention turned towards them. لِيَتُوبُوا. So that they could come back to Almighty Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. The surah, the crux of the surah is this verse. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. O people of Iman, fear Allah. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. The meaning of صادقين, be with those who are truthful. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik was amongst the truthful people. He made a major error also, but he was also called truthful. What was truthful? The highest level is those that never wavered. They never shivered. They were also truthful. That group that shivered, wavered for a while, and they went forward, they were also truthful. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik made a major error. He stayed back at the time when Allah's Nabi Sallallahu's command was very clear cut to go out, but he was also truthful. He did not make excuses in front of Almighty Allah. He could not lie. He understood, even if I make the Nabi of Allah happy with me today, who will make Almighty Allah happy? At the end of the surah, Almighty Allah now speaks to the entire world. All the soldiers of Islam, or those who are being asked, are you ready to become a soldier? لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Indeed, a Nabi has come from you. When you are going through difficulties, he feels it very difficult, very hard. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He has a lot of aspiration, a lot of desires to see the best in you. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Most kind-hearted, most forgiving. This is that master. He is the leader of the army of Islam. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا. But if a soldier, or if many, turn away from this army, because of the well that they see, if you leave this army, or because of the difficulties they see on the spot, فَقُلْ. Then the Nabi of Allah, the leader of this army of Islam, has been told to say to the world, say to them, حَسْبِي Allah, that Allah alone is sufficient for me. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. There is no deity but Him. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. My full trust has always been on Allah. I do not need anyone to fight this war for me, this battle. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Almighty Allah is the one in control of the mighty arsh, from where all decisions are passing. If we are not ready to walk this path, to stand up as flag bearers of the flags of Islam, then by Almighty Allah, the armies are many. Almighty Allah can choose anyone. Almighty Allah in His kindness allow us that we walk this path. We walk this path as true soldiers in this path. When we do make errors, then understand the biggest shield in this path is the shield of Tawbah and I'tiraf. Immediately to accept my mistake, not to make excuses in front of Almighty Allah, to live with this fear of nifaq, to die with this fear of nifaq. It is that group who will stand up in front of Almighty Allah. It was Umar radiallahu anhu, whole life he would always have this one worry, am I not from the hypocrites? Am I not from the hypocrites? Almighty Allah allow us to value our iman, to always worry of our iman. Almighty Allah in His kindness keep us with iman, take us with iman, resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with the most brilliant levels of iman. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.